From Washington, this is VOA News. The one and only debate between U.S. vice presidential candidates proved quite feisty. The two U.S. vice presidential contenders, Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence, met in their only debate Tuesday in Farmville, Virginia. Both men spent most of the time attacking the presidential candidates of the other party, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, as we hear from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
After a friendly handshake, the debate quickly turned contentious, as Kaine urged Pence to defend a series of controversial remarks made by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, during this campaign, has called Mexicans rapists and criminals. He's called women slobs, pigs, dogs, disgusting.
That brought a strong response from Pence.
He still wouldn't have a fraction of the insults that Hillary Clinton leveled when she said that half of our supporters were a basket of deplorables. She said they were irredeemable.
The two men fought over terrorism, immigration, relations with Russia, and the economy. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A prominent Hong Kong democracy activist was reportedly detained in Thailand at the request of Chinese authorities before being sent back on a plane to Hong Kong. Joshua Wong, a 19-year-old student who gained notoriety for his role in Hong Kong's 2014 pro-democracy umbrella movement, was detained upon arrival at a Bangkok airport Tuesday and later placed on a return flight to Hong Kong. Wong was traveling to Bangkok to speak about his campaign for democracy at a city college. This is VOA News. Southern Haiti is an isolated disaster zone after Hurricane Matthew tore across the island Tuesday, destroying power and telephone lines and washing away the only bridge connecting the peninsula to the rest of the country. Matthew slammed into Haiti Tuesday with winds of 230 kilometers per hour and fierce rain, killing at least 9 people in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. Communication between the capital and 3 provinces are non-existent, making it impossible for authorities and emergency workers to know the number of casualties and damage details. Matthew struck Haiti after roaring across the Dominican Republic, where at least 4 deaths are reported. Matthew was the strongest hurricane to tear through the Atlantic and the Caribbean Sea since Hurricane Felix in 2007. Hundreds of South Koreans who live near the future deployment site of the U.S. THAAD missile defense system staged a protest in Seoul Wednesday. Protest over the summer forced the South Korean government to move the planned THAAD location away from one area that was 1.5 kilometers from a population center. The new site, selected in September, is the Lotte Sky Hill Country Club Golf Course in a rural area 8 kilometers away from the city of Gimcheon in the southern end of the Korean Peninsula. Many of the protesters are angry that the deployment decision was made suddenly without local input. Many residents are concerned that exposure to the electromagnetic radiation from the system's radar could cause serious harm to nearby residents that could contaminate agricultural products. The U.S. Embassy in Ethiopia says an American citizen has died after being hit with a rock in an area near the capital where there have been anti-government protests. In a statement, the embassy said a passenger van was hit by rocks thrown by unknown individuals on the outskirts of Addis Ababa late Tuesday afternoon. It added one of the passengers, a U.S. citizen, was struck by a rock and subsequently died from her injury. No other details were provided. Ethiopia has experienced months of sometimes violent anti-government protest. On Sunday, at least 52 people were killed in a stampede after police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse protesters at a religious festival. Afghan's President Ashraf Ghani appealed Wednesday for sustained international help for his insurgency Iraq country, promising international donors the government would concentrate its future efforts on tackling rampant poverty. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.